And the next, the Mechaber in Sif Dalet says that if it's going to ruin, so you just have to wait till after Yantiv. It's one day, that's it. And then it's going to be mutter. So therefore, nothing's going to happen to the egg. It's not going to lose any of its, not going to become ruined if you just have to wait one day. But let's say it's not going to become mutter for a while, and by then it could become ruined. So another example of Rosh Hashanah Matirin is Chadash. Isser Chadash, old Fua that was Nishrash before Pesach, is Aser until Pesach passes over it. So we say passes over. Okay, that was a smirk. Okay, that was unintentional. So sometimes so Tfua doesn't really get ruined so fast. But let's say if it's you made a cake already out of it. So you're going to wait till Pesach comes, and then you have a different problem actually with that, because you can't wait till after Pesach because it's chametz. So let's say you made something kosher Pesach out of it. You made matzah. Okay, matzah's not going to get ruined if you wait. Hard to find the case really. But knedlach, yeah, okay. So if it's going to be ruined by the time you wait, so the Mechaber says, so that's the Nefesh Lamatirin, because, again, a lot of these things would be easier to understand, you know, if we take Rashi's approach. There's nothing, it's not Be'etzim Osir right now, but if you could eat it without relying on Bittul, so don't rely on Bittul. But if you're not going to really get to eat it without relying on Bittul, because by then it's going to be horrible, so... So you don't really have that option. If Eger quotes other places, can we say not that way? You say that Tzav Sheshta Matirin, you have to wait. That would probably fit better according to the Ran. There's a problem with the Bittul taking place here. You can't really have Bittul if it's the same kind of Min. They're both two types of Heter. You can't really have Bittul. Doesn't make a difference to me really so much if it's going to become Mutilated, not going to become Mutilated. I'm not saying these are clear that all these things are based on. We're going to say it a few times today, you know, that it could be easily understood based on like this Rashi Ran. It doesn't mean that it can't be explained otherwise. It's just easy conceptually to understand them if you apply one reason or the other. Okay. The Ramah quotes two other limitations, exceptions to the Chumrah of Tzav Sheshta Matirin that are very closely related. It's actually hard to understand exactly the chilek. He says that we don't have the Chumrah of Tzav Sheshta Matirin unless we're talking about the Isser itself. In other words, a Beitz or Shnei L'Biyamtiv, that's an Sarev and other Beitzim. So then it's Loi Batal, the Beitz itself. But if you're going to cook the Beitz with a Tafshil, and you're just dealing with the tam of the beta, that's nivla, you don't have shishim, whatever it is, it's nivla into the tafshil. So then it would not have the chumrah of the shishim material, it will be bottle in the shir. It's mim shein amin, it will be bottle b'shishim, and it's mim b'min, it will be bottle b'roif. Oh, if you're cooking it together, so you'll have to have shishim anyway, right. So yeah, it will be bottle. But it doesn't have the chumrah of Tzav Sheshta Matirin. Even if you're cooking it min b'minoy, it will not have the since it's only the tam, will not have the chumrah of Tzav Sheshta Matirin on the bottle. Just like we find, like let's say by a beria, right? The beria only if the gufar beria is in the sarev with other chatichos, and you can't find it, then it's loy bottle. But if you're cooking the beria in the soup and you strain out the beria, it's just the tam of the beria. That's regular shir bittul, as long as you have shishim against it. So the same thing by a davar sheyesh le matirin. It's only the guf ha davar sheyesh le matirin, not the. The shach says he doesn't see the what's the connection. By a beria, you understand the beria is chashev. The taste of the beria is not chashev. So the beria itself is like bottle. The taste of the beria is bottle. A davar sheyesh le matirin devart is after techlena bis techlena beheter. Don't rely on bittul. So. The same way you need bittul when the when the beitza is nisar of another beitza, meaning the beitza be'en gets mixed into other beitzim. So if it's the tam of the beitza that's mixed into the other beitzim, you also need to come on to bitl api pashtus. So why should you not have to have the din of why should the din of shel matir not apply? The same sar applies. So for this, the Taz comes up with a tremendous chiddush that kind of mamish changes the whole our whole anocha from certain types of taruvasin up until this point, and it's not really accepted la halacha, so we don't have to get too nervous about it. The Taz is that tam meaning the if you don't have the gufa iser and it's a taruvas of min b'minoi, so minatar you don't even need bittel. You don't even need bittel because it's nothing. As if the gufa iser is there, it's the mayach. Let's say the beitza gets mixed into the other beitza, and I scramble them all together. So if the beitza is there, if the iser is there, so then I need to be mevatel it. Yeah. So if it's min b'minoi, so you could say so. Since it doesn't give a taste, so all you need is roif, at least on a deraisa level. Masha'enkein, if I took the beitza out, so it's just the tam that was nifla, the tam that went out from the beitza. So if it's min b'she'enim minoi, so that's tam ki'ikr, then the tam is a serious thing. But if it's min b'minoi, so the tam is nothing, and I don't even need to come on to bittel. I don't even need roif. If the gufa iser is not there, and it's min b'minoi, so matar you don't even need roif. So says the Tazai Bazoi, if you don't need bittel, so who cares that it's a davar sheish lamatirin? Davar sheish lamatirin just means that you can't rely on bittel. Don't rely on bittel. Wait, and you'll lead it without bittel. But if you took out the iser, and the iser was removed, and it's just the pleita, so and according to the Taz's hanacha that pleita by min b'minoi is a garnished, so what's wrong? Even if it's davar sheish lamatirin, it shouldn't be a problem. So he does agree. So the Taz does agree to this din of the Rambam, the tam, but only in a case that you took out the gufa iser and you're only dealing with the pleita, right? And the Taz says, and the Shach rather says, even in a case where you took out the gufa iser, you're only dealing with pleita. He doesn't agree with the yisoid of the Taz that you don't need to come on to bittel in that case. Of course, you need to come on to bittel. It's minoy, so you need roif. You don't need shishin. But of course, you need to come on to bittel, and therefore, if it's a davar sheish lamatirin, not shulchan b'isari day bittel, the chlana behet to wait a little bit. So of course, the chumra davar sheish lamatirin should apply here in this case, even if you're only dealing with the pleita. And then, I mean, from the Taz is mashma, but if you're dealing with the gufa iser is in there, it's just nimoyach. So then he'll concede. I mean, not concede. And then he'll argue on that on the Ramah. He'll say that in such a case, we would have the chumra of a davar sheish lamatirin, because you do need to come on to bittel. If the gufaser is there, the egg, whatever it is, the meat fell in. It's dissolved in the tafshil. So even though it's dissolved, so you know, maybe you can argue. We had this when we learned time of Elohim HaMashay, the different Pirushim, right? We spoke about the Ran. So the Ran suggests there's a question of whether if the Guf Isser is dissolved in the Taruvus, the Beis Eisfeld makes no difference. But if it's dissolved in there, so today you clearly need to come on to Bittel. So if you need to come on to Bittel, so of course the Chumra Dosh Shemaratirin is applicable, because you need to come on to Bittel. Once you need to come on to Bittel, it's out. So it should apply in that case as well. It doesn't only have to be that the gufa iser is like nikar be'en, you know? Whereas the pasha pshat in the Ramah is mashma that it would only be applicable if it's nikar be'en. Even if it's the iser is there, just ni mayach, it still wouldn't be applicable. So you have like three shittas when it comes to tam of a davar sheish lamatirin. The pashtus of the Ramah is that only when the Isser is Be'en. Like this bait is mixed in with other baits and we don't know which is which. But if it's not Nikar and Be'en anymore, so even if the Isser is still there, even if the Guf Isser is there, it's just the Mayach. So it no longer has the Chumrah with the Rosh Matirin. Al Derech, like a Beria, that would be the Mayach, that wouldn't have the Chumrah. Then you have the Shach on the other extreme that says that even if you're only dealing with the Plata, I mean you took out the Gufis, or you're only dealing with the Plata, the Chumrah Dorsh Shtamirin is applicable, because Asher Klein of Isser, Klein of Beheter. Then you have the Taz, who's in between. And he says, if you're only dealing with the Tam, so the Plata, so then the Ramah is right, then it's not applicable, because you don't need to come on to Bittul. And if you're dealing with, but if the Guf Isser is, but if you do need to come on to Bittul, because Guf Isser is Nimayach, so then the Chumrah of Dorsh Shtamirin would be applicable. And it's like this, and the Alter Rebbe paskins this middle ground. I don't think for the reason of the Taz, I don't think he agrees to the Yisoid of the Taz that the Tam, the reason why it's okay is because you don't need to come on to Bittul when you only have Plata by Min B'mina. It's not for that reason, it's just in the definition of what's considered Tam and what's considered the Mamish. So he'll have like a middle. It's the Minchas Yaakov's Shita, and the Alter Rebbe agrees to it, Lahalacha, in Hilchos Yontif. So that if the Guf Isser is there, then we still have to be Machner. So by Plata, you could be Mekel. But if the Guf Isser is there, you have to be Machner. Not like the Shach that says even just by Plata you have to be Machner. Okay. That's regarding Tam. Then there's another related exception to the din of Dov Shesh HaMaterin. There are more quotes. Balua. That if you have, let's say, a chaticha, which was not salted, and it's nis'arif and other chatichos, so the question is, do we say that it's batal other chatichos that were salted, let's say? So do we say that chatichos is batal and it's okay? Or do we say, no, Dov Shesh HaMaterin, you could salt all of them. Yeah? So this ties into, this actual case happens to tie into the first question that we raised today. Tzarech lo'itzel ha'vitzos, you have to salt all the chatichos. Say maybe you're not going to want to say it's tircha, but maybe it's haitzois. Okay, we talk. It actually talks about that in Hilchos Melicha a little bit. We'll see more of it when we get there. Now we'll focus on a different prat of the din, and that is that what's the iser of the chaticha shlei nimlacha? That's an iser dam. That there's dam, but that's inside the chaticha. The basar is not iser. That there's dam in the basar that has to come out. So that's a nisir balua, says the Ramah. Therefore, we don't say the chumrah of davish afal pi that it's a davish matirin. You can easily salt all the pieces, but it doesn't have the chumrah of davish matirin because it's a nisir balua. The Shach says here too. It's a wrong application. Where does it make a difference if it's Isser Balua or if it's Gufa Isser? That's when it comes to Chichibu Yudhiskabi. Where there, it has to do with Chashivus. Yeah? Is it a Chashiv HaChaticha? So we said, if it's a Chashiv HaChaticha, it's Loi Batal. But if the Chaticha is Batsa Mutter, and it's just by Leia Isser, so since the Isser is not Chashiv, so it doesn't have, it's like almost like Einan Esser, so the Chaticha, which is awesome, because of that, doesn't have that, it's not more chumr than that. It doesn't have the chumr that it's that of a davar chashuv. But that has to do with the din of chaticha b'rin l'skabet. What does it have to do with davar shesh matirin? The bottom line is, do you have an easy way of fixing up this piece? This piece you can't eat right now until you salt it. The other pieces are okay, but this piece, you have this taruvus now. You have, if you're assuming that it's not the other, it's not haitzoyis maruvus, yeah? So it's just a little bit of salt, 99 cents, the kasher everything. So like the Shach said, that's not a chaitzois merubois, not a hefse merubois, you'll have to do that, yeah? So it's just a question of of Nisr Balua, that it's not the meat that's you want it, you need to be down on the meat. You want to know if you could eat the meat or not. Right now you can't eat the meat. You have to do something. You could do something to make you eat the meat. That's called Yesh Le Matirin. That's Techlenu the meat. Be Isr Techlenu be Tvehetta. It makes a difference to me that the meat is Be'etzim and not Asr. That doesn't really matter. So that's the Shachstein in it. The Chumra Visser Balua is also not. The Din of Visser, but the Chumra Dorshim material applies even to an Isser Balua. But there are more holes that it doesn't apply to an Isser Balua. Isn't Isser Balua and Tam kind of the same exact thing? That question bother anybody? So.
Tom doesn't have any weight in their measure. Subalua is measure. You could take it out and you can measure it.
This like the salt. When you take out the salt, it's salt. Okay, that's one possible. In other words, let's say if you're the Taz, that will be a big difference, right? In other words, if it's Tam, meaning it's just Plato, so then you don't need to come on to Bittel. But when it's actual Gufa Isser, that somehow Nivla, so that's called, that would be like, that we can call Balua. So maybe according to the Taz, you can give that kind of chiluk. I mean, he in Din, he would be mechalik between that too. If that's Kavanas HaRamah, it's hard to see, because the Ramah Pipashtas was talking about, even when he spoke about Tan, he was talking about that the Gufa Isser is Nivla. So it's hard to say that in the Ramah. So what's the Ramah mean? No, the Pshat is, we're talking about two different cases that we're being done on. Tam, we're being done on the Isser, it's Nivla into something else. Is the Tam of the Beitza, okay? Whatever the definition of Tam was, right? Zolzayin, even the Gufa Beitza Sheni Moyach, if you're calling that Tam. The beitza that's going into the other beitzim, to the tafshil, is it bottle in the other beitzim? Is the iser, the davar aser that's going into something, is it bottle there or not? Meaning, I have sheer bittel, I have roiv or shishim, whatever it is I need, but I want to know, is it bottle? Or is it a davshish material, and therefore it's not bottle? So he taught us that if it's only tam, the Ramah shita. So he taught us that if it's only tam, it is bottle. Okay? The next step is, what happens if I don't have a sheer bittel? It has nothing to do with davshish material. The iser was nivla into something else, and it was not bottle into that thing. It doesn't mean that it was not bottle because it's not a davshish material. It could be not bottle because I didn't have a sheer bittel. Now that chaticha, which is aser because it has iser balua betoichai, and that's chaticha, is a chaticha be'en. That's not tam. That's a chaticha. That's an egg. So again, so I cooked this egg with another egg. I didn't have roif. So the other egg clearly is aser. Nothing, forget about it. Not, even, I didn't have roif. Now, that chaticha, which was nasar, I want to know if it gets mixed in with other chatichas, it's balua from a davashesha matirin. So do I say that chaticha, that egg, and that egg is a nisr ben? So it's not tam. That's already nisr ben. But it's balua. So do we look at just the iser and we say, oh, the iser is just, the iser of this egg is just the plate of the other egg, so just as tam, so that's not a problem? Or do we say, no, I'm being done now on this egg. So this is a gufa, this is like, this is ben, so when this egg gets mixed up into other eggs, so it's a problem. That's like that's what he's talking about by balua. Balua, tam is whether the iser asers what it's being cooked with. And balua means in a case where it was not bottle and what you were cooking it together with, because unless you didn't have a sheer bittel, now that piece that became aser, which is a piece, which is ben, gets mixed into other pieces, other such kind of chatichais, are we going to give it a din davar shesh matirin or not? If it's aser because of something which is which is Eish Lematirin, is it going to have such a din or not? Well, anytime we're being done on the piece, like the Chaticha Shalei Nimlacha, which we're being done on the piece. So you could say that even though it's Balua Bidam, so in a certain sense you could argue that it's we're being done on the piece, so therefore it shouldn't be bought if you assume that that's what it's called, the Adoration material. So that's the chiluk between the Pasha, the chiluk between the two cases, that's what I think. L'chayra. There's another. We're going to run short on time here. Let's try our best. There is a din that if you have a chaticha shalei nimlacha toich shalei shayamim, you're supposed to salt a piece of meat in order to get out the blood before you want to cook it. You have to salt it within 3 days of when it was shechted. If you didn't do that, so the dam is niskasha in the chaticha and doesn't come out through melicha, and therefore the only thing you could do is roast it, because roasting is stronger. Roasting will get out the blood. That's the halacha. So you have such a chaticha that wasn't salt within 3 days. You have to do tzliya. That's the way you could prepare it to eat it. The question is, if this chatich gets mixed into other chatichos which were not salted, but they are within 3 days, so for those other two chatichos, you could salt and cook it. But for this one, you have to roast only. So do we say this chaticha gets mixed into the other ones, so it's bottle? Or do we say that it's tavshish matir and kimash efshar v'tzliya, since you have an option of roasting all three pieces, so instead of relying on bittel and salting all of them, don't rely on bittel and roast all of them. But you don't want roasted meat, you want cooked meat, you want to salt it and cook it, right? So is this considered a davar sheyesh lematirin? So the Rif held that this was considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. Anytime you have a way which you could eat it, you're not going to have to throw out the food. You're going to be allowed to eat the food if it's waiting till after Yontif. That's one. Or doing something else. There's a way that you wouldn't have to throw out the food. Like in this case, if you just do tzliya, you're not going to lose out your piece of meat. Right? So that's also called that you have a certain way of not relying on bittel. That's the Rifel. So the Rifel, you'd be obligated to roast all the pieces. And the other Rishonim were Cholik on the Rif, and they said that this is not what's called the Davashesh Materian. Davashesh Materian has to be that the Isser becomes Mutter. Like the Beitzesh Nal B'Yantif, where this egg becomes Mutter. Whatever it was Aser to do with it was Aser to eat it on Yantif, at the end it becomes Mutter to eat it. So it becomes Mutter for that which it was Aser. That's called the davashesh matirin. Masha enkein, circumventing it. In other words, this piece of meat, it's gonna stay aser for salting. You're not gonna ever be allowed to salt it. Yeah, but that's gonna stay for what it was aser. It's gonna remain aser. You just found me a way that it's mutter to. I wouldn't have to. That if I prepare it in a different way, if I roast it, for that I don't need to rely on bittel. It's not a pshat that the thing that it's also for is becoming mutter. You just found me a way that if I do it in a certain way, I wouldn't have to be relying on bittel. That's not called a davashesh matir. It has to become mutter for that which it was also for. Okay? And that's how we pass it. So this would not be a good example of a davashesh matir. The chatich gets mixed into other chatiches, so I would be allowed to salt all of those chatiches. I could have avoided. I could have roasted it, and it's not called the Yeshlem Matirin. I could have always salted it. I could have always roasted it if I wanted. But the thing that it was aser for, which is to salt it, that's going to remain aser forever. So that's never becoming mutter, and therefore that's always considered Yeshlem. That's not considered Yeshlem Matirin. And a similar kind of application of this would be which is brought in the end of the Ramah, say somebody cooks on Shabbos, b'mezid, so the halacha is that for him it's aser oilamis, he's never allowed to eat the suda, it's a knas. But for other people, once Shabbos is, so they can't eat it on Shabbos, it's ma'aser Shabbos, and aver was done with the food, they can't eat it on Shabbos, but matzah Shabbos they could eat the food. So let's say a guy cooks a piece of meat on Shabbos, and then on matzah Shabbos it gets mixed into to other meat. So do we look at it? So now, for this guy who cooked it, this meat is iser. Yeah? So it's nesar, if it should be bottle. I mean, we're machmer on him that he can't eat it, but we're not machmer on him if it's nesar, if he didn't, you know, if it was nesar by itself, so then it could be bottle. Hello, what are you going to say that for other people, this meat is mutter? Matzah Shabbos now. Yeah? So should we say that hayyos, other people could eat this meat? Hayyos, other people allowed to eat this meat even without taruvas, without kodesh matirin, meaning you have to give it to other people to eat. Because if let's say Ruvain was the one who cooked it on Shabbos, so for him, he'd need to be relying on bittul right now in order to eat this taruvas. But for Shimon, for him to eat this taruvas, he doesn't need to come on to bittul to eat this taruvas. For him, all three of these chatichos a kosher be'etzem. So for Reuven to eat it, he needs bittul. For Shimon to eat it, he doesn't need bittul. So do we say Shimon has to eat it? He has to sell it to Shimon, so Shimon can eat it because Shimon doesn't need to rely on bittul. So that's not called avishesh matirin, right? Avishesh matirin means that for the person who was usher for him, it's going to become mutter later on. Here, for him, it's staying usher. He'll always need to rely on bittul for him to be able to eat this piece. The other guy, it was never usher. It's not avishesh matirin. The other guy, it's melechat chila hatter. Right now, what b'shas the taruvas? If it got mixed in, Shabbos. What happens if it gets mixed in on Shabbos? We gave the example that it got mixed in on matzah Shabbos. So that's clear that for him, he'll always need to rely on bittul, and for him, he'll never need to rely on bittul. So just the question is of, is asking the other guy to eat it, is that considered a yesh lematirin? Yesh lematirin for somebody else. So the answer is no. Yesh lematirin means for the one, it has to be matirin for the one who, for whom it is aser. Can be yesh lematirin for somebody who was never aser for. Okay? That was clear. But what happens if it gets mixed up on Shabbos? What happens if it gets mixed up on Shabbos? So on Shabbos is azoy. For Reuven, it's not a davish shesh matirin. It's going to remain asur olamis. But for Shimon, it is a davish shesh matirin. Right now, to eat it on Shabbos, he need to come on to bittul. Right? On Matzah Shabbos, it's going to become mutter for him. So now, this is a totally different question. For Reuven, it's a davish shesh matirin. For Reuven, it's not a davish shesh matirin because it's going to remain asur. And for Shimon, it is a davish shesh matirin. So that, not necessarily is that what the Ramah is talking about over here. What the Ramah clearly means is the other example, when it's Nisarivan, Matzah Shabbos, then there's no question what the din is over there. Because for Reuven, it's not Davar Shesh Matirin at all, and for Shimon, it's Hatter Gomer. What happens if for Reuven, it's not Davar Shesh Matirin, for Shimon, it is? So here already, it's a Machloik, it's a Paskin. So the Magen Avraham paskins that since it's a davar shleish matirin for Shimon, so therefore it's also considered a davar shleish matirin lagabi Reuven, and this taruvas is going to be also for Reuven forever. The Chavos Das over here says we could split it and say that for Reuven it's not considered Davar Shesh Matirin because for him it's going to remain Aser always, so therefore for him it's Mutter on Shabbos, And for Shimon, who it's only going to be mutar on Matzah Shabbos, is considered Davar Shemitir, and therefore he can't have it. Another limitation the Ramah quotes is in the Mardchai. There is a din that if you had, we mentioned this din already, I think last time, the din of Mashkin Shezavu. If you have some juice oozes out of a fruit on Shabbos, even by itself, you're not allowed to use that fruit, that juice on Shabbos. So if you have a grape that were cracked and some juice is going to ooze out of them, so whatever juice oozes out, you're not allowed to have on that Shabbos. Obviously, after Shabbos, there's no problem with it whatsoever. Then is that if the grape is sitting in a barrel of wine, so the juice that oozes out of this cracked grape oozes directly into the wine that was already there from the beginning of Shabbos, so then that's okay. It's bottled in the other grapes. So the question is, Why should it be allowed to be bottle l'chayr? This is a davshish matir, and just wait till after Shabbos. You don't need to rely on bittul. So the Mardchai explains that since this liquid that's oozing out, since the juice that's oozing out was bol oilam b'tarubis, if that came directly into the wine, it was never nikr b'fnei atzmai on its own, like as iser. Because if it would ooze out into a bowl and then you pour it from that bowl into the wine, then it would not be a problem. It would not be bottled in the wine because it's a davar shiyesh matir, and you would have to wait till after Shabbos. But since it oozed directly into the wine, it was never nikar b'fnei atzmai, so it does not have this chumra of a davar shiyesh matir. That is the Mardchai that's quoted the halacha. All the mefarshim are bothered that by seeming us stira. So a different Mardchai seems to say the exact opposite. When something's bala oilam b'taruvus, that's more of a reason to say that it should not be bottled. Here you're saying that it's bala oilam b'taruvus comes directly and it should be bottled, even though it's a special material. And in a different place, it seems to say the exact opposite, that when something comes naturally in a taruvus, it's a reason to say that it's not bottled. Even b'chlal, in general cases, even if it's not a special material. It only works if it doesn't come together naturally. The context of that is there's a din, a Yavama, she has to spit. So it says if she spit, or spat, whatever the word is. What is the word?
Spat.
Okay. If she spat and it came out blood, so it's a kasher or a kika. A kika, then we're safe. Because then, because it's efsher that there isn't any droplets of saliva that together with the blood. So therefore, it was a good rekika. The Shahid, the Mardchai asks, let the little bit of saliva that's mixed together with the blood, you assume there might be a drop, but it should be bottled by Raif. So he answers that the reason why it's not bottled is because it's bala oilam b'taruvus. It came together, l'chatchila. It came together when she did her akika, so it came out together, the blood and the spit. So that's why the spit is not bottled in the blood, and it's counted as a good spit. That's the chayr, the exact opposite of what we're saying. He's saying that when it comes oilam b'taruvus, we can't say bittul. That's why it's a good rekika, which is the exact opposite of what we're saying here, is that when it comes directly, as soon as the wine comes out, it comes into the other wine, so it's easier to become bittul. And even though it's a shmatirin, it's still able to be bittul. So I just wanted to point out, because that's kind of like a little bit of a famous thing, and all the mefarshim talk about it. Prima Gadim, Chavis Das, everybody gets into it, this famous steer between the Mardchai. It's not so relevant in terms of knowing the halacha of the Davar Shiyesh Matir. Okay, the last big thing that we have to talk about is chametz bePesach. If chametz is considered a davar sheyesh matir, it's amazing. Machlokes v'shainim. If chametz is considered a davar sheyesh matir, chametz, as we know, we paskin that chametz is asur mashu. The chachamim were machmir that it's asur mashu. The reason is that since we find on a deraisa level that chametz is such a chamer deke iser that even Torah made it to, like, considers it a special, extra strict iser. It's an iser karis, rabbi yimotze, and it's also something which leibadol minei. So therefore, the chachamim said that it's aser b'mashu instead of being batal b'shishim like it should be, but it's aser b'mashu. It's a mashu chametz. It's nesari, but it's leibadol. The question is, though, do we look at chametz as a davar shneish lamatirin? You'll ask, what's the nafki mina? If anyway we assume that it's not bottle, that it's aser b'mashu because of chomer isurai, so who cares if it's considered davar shneish lamatirin or not? So even in terms of the dinim of bittul, it makes a difference, because I think we mentioned this when we're learning some tzaddik beis that long nekudas hakesef, erev pesach there is no chaymer isurei. Erev pesach not in the sukkaras. Erev pesach not yiroi from by rabbi yimotze. So you don't have this chaymer isurei. So mitzad ze chametz is nesar in erev pesach. It is bottle. That's not the halacha. If chametz is nesar in erev pesach, it's bottle. There's a question in the poskim. What happens? Is it only batal agabi erev Pesach, or what happens on Pesach? Is it choyzer v'neir? Now, since on Pesach it is b'mashru, do we say that since there is a mashru of chametz in this taruvus, it was only mutter for erev Pesach, but now that Pesach came, it's choyzer v'neir? So that's a question. I don't want to get too much into the halachas, of chametz b'Pesach, but on erev Pesach, it doesn't have choyzer v'neir. So therefore, it would be bottle. It doesn't have this chumrah of mashu. But if you'll say that chametz is considered davar sheyesh matirin, so then at least min b'minoy l'chayra, it should not be bottle. It doesn't have chayim resuri. But if it's a davar sheyesh matirin, what is this machlekes? I kind of went ahead of myself. I didn't say over the basic machlekes. So the shitas ha-rambam is that chametz is considered a davar sheyesh matirin. Why? Because it becomes mutter after Pesach. It's only us around Pesach, so after Pesach becomes mutter. So therefore, it's considered a davar sheyesh matirin. So therefore, if it's nisarev, it's loy batal. Okay? Only assuming, again, only probably the chumrah of davar sheyesh matirin, which is only b'minoy. Ein minoy, we'd have to come on to the dis that it's not batal, but ein minoy, we'd probably still have to come on to the fact of the chomer isurei. But for minoy, at least, that it's not batal, we have this reason of the fact that it's a davar sheyesh matirin. The Rambam learns it's considered a davar sheyesh matirin. And the Mardechai is choylik, and Tain is that it's not considered a davar sheyesh matirin because it's choyzer v'nes of the shana ba. If you'd hold on to this piece of chametz till next year, it's going to become aser again. So true, in between, there's like a little window that it becomes mutter, but since it's choyzer v'neser, so it's not considered a davar sheyesh matirin. Davar sheyesh matirin means that it becomes mutter and it stays mutter. Hatter dekazach. It's just aser for now, till after yontif, like the beitzah shenol b'yontif. After yontif, the beitzah is mutter. Beitzah shenol b'yontif is aser every single yontif. That means a beitzah that was noilad on that yontif is aser on that yontif. But a beitza shenolda on the previous yomtiv is muteras on the following yomtiv, whereas chametz, the chametz becomes aser again the following Pesach if you're going to hold on to it till the next Pesach. Okay, so therefore says the Mardechai, chametz should not be considered. We cannot really consider chametz a davar sheyesh matirin. And again, this probably also fits in very well if you understand it Rashi or the Ran. If you're looking at Rashi that all you need is a way that you can eat it without relying on bittul. So since you have 11 and a half months to eat it without relying on bittul, so that should be good enough. It should be a problem that in 12 months from now, it's going to become Moser again. L'chari, that shouldn't make a difference to us. Whereas if you're looking with the Ran, where you need it, then it has to be a different Geder. It has to be considered Heter. That makes it a problem, because it's really Shneim Heter. So when is it Shneim Heter? That's if it's going to become Mutter and stay Mutter. But if it's going to become Moser again, so that takes away already from its being considered Heter. Maybe it's now considered more Isser. And it's enough of a clash for it to be able to have Bittel. Again, it's not necessarily that's the only way to understand. It's just easy to think of it that way. But we have this machlik, is of chametz is considered a davar matir. And another point that we should bring up against the Rambam, why chametz, that the Rambam holds chametz is considered a davar matir. Another point that the Rishonim ask on that is even after this Pesach, but there's an Isser, at least Chumrah, we paskin at least. There's a Machlekes Tanayim about it, but the way we paskin, it's only a Chumrah. It's a Knas, Midirabbanan, if Chametz Shafal of a Pesach is also Asabana. So, I'm saying even after Pesach, it's not really Mutter. So that's like another really question on the Rambam, why he should be able to consider it a davar shel matir. And they're mafalful to try to answer this nakuda. It doesn't go without any. It's not an insurmountable question. But akapanim it's a machloikis. If chametz is considered a davar shel matir, and the nafkim in it is koydam haPesach. If it's nesar of koydam haPesach, if it's going to be batal b'minay or not, according to the Rambam, it's not going to be batal. It's going to oyster b'mashu b'minay al kaponim, because it's considered davar shel matirin. And according to the Baruch and the other Rishonim, it's not considered davar shel matirin. Therefore, it's going to be batal bein shloy b'minay and afilo of nesara b'minay. And that's the way we pass on the halacha. The Shach is not so clear about that. The Shach thinks maybe we had it in Tzadik Beis there also, that maybe our Pesach should be but that's not how we pass. We pass on halacha that's considered, that's not considered davar shel b'minoy, and therefore erev Pesach it's batal even b'minoy. And the important afkamin would be, let's say, when you're baking matzahs in erev Pesach. Even erev Pesach after Chatzos in the Matzah Mitzvah, so that's Mibimino, it still would be batal l'didan. Whereas according to the Rambam, it would not be batal. That's Mibimino. That's if a crumb of Chas V'Shalom, if a crumb of chametz somehow got mixed in into that into all the dough, so that would there is a. There's a machloikis, again, this point we also touched on in Simon Tzadik Beis. There's a different machloikis in Melchus Pesach. If this we said before that chametz on Pesach there's no really question, and there are shittas in the Mishnah. There is the Rebbeinu Tam and the Shiltas. They hold that there's no gzera. There is they don't hold this chumrah that chametz is b'mashu on Pesach. It's the Ikar Adin that is batal b'shishim. But we don't. The way we paskin is not that way. We paskin that. Everyone agrees in halacha that it's b'mashu on Pesach. There is a machlekes, however, in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber brings two days if yavish b'yavish on Pesach, if it's batal or not, if it has the schumra of b'mashu, that it's also b'mashu. Meaning, let's say I have a non-Pesach tikka matzah and a bunch of kashrut Pesach matzahs, and somehow got mixed in. I don't know which is which. Do we say that it's batal, or do we say no? It's b'mashu. I don't care if it's 1,000 matzahs; they're all aser. This chumrah of davar shel matir, if this chumrah of chametz aser b'mashu, does it apply by yavish b'yavish? So the Shach over here says you could really explain away that machlokes in one of two ways. Either the pshat is that l'kulei alma, but it's both deis agree that the chumrah, the reason why chametz is aser b'mashu, the regular chumrah, does not apply in such a case of yavish b'yavish. Okay, because the regular reason is when there's, let's say, a plate, then when there's, they're being cooked together, so there's some chametz that's going into the non-chametz. So normally that little bit of chametz that's going into the non-chametz is batel. And Chacham said, because we're Pesach, it's a chamer dike iser, so we're going to say that even though that little bit amount, the minute amount, is really batel, but we're gonna consider that minute amount, and we're not gonna allow it be batel. That's only in the case when you kind of need bittel, when the chametz is going into the non chametz, and you're gonna need a half shishim. So then you're gonna say shishim is not enough. But in the case of yavish b'yavish, we only need roiv. In other words, it's not a question of roiv or shishim. By yavish b'yavish, where the non chametz. The way it affected the chametz, I'm saying the chametz, the way it affected the non chametz, it didn't really go into the non chametz. It's just you don't know which is which. So here already, and that's taka why this is beroiv and that's not b'shishim, because it doesn't go into it. There's no nesinas tam, so to speak. So in such a case, what does chaim risuri have to do? If it's going in, so we could say that we were extra strict that we didn't allow it to. Instead of saying that it's batel b'shishim, we said even if, you know, it's not going to be batel at all, that taste that goes in. But here, the taste is not going in. So why should it be worse? Or why should you not be allowed to eat those other two, well, the other matzahs? Okay? So it doesn't apply by yavish b'yavish. So what's the machlekes about? The machlekes is about, is chumrah b'pesach considered a davar shesh lamatirin? The chumrah davar shesh lamatirin certainly applies by yavish b'yavish. According to some, it doesn't even apply. According to Rama, it doesn't even apply by tam. It only applies by yavish b'yavish. It only applies when the guf ha-chaticha is there and it's mixed up and it's ben, right? So the one that says that it's loy batel, because they hold it's considered yavish b'yavish, and therefore the chametz tikka matzah is not batel l'kashrut pesach matzah, because that's min b'minos, so therefore it's not batel. And the other day it holds that chametz is not considered yavish b'yavish. That's one way of understanding the machlekes. Or you could say, no, that it could both be going, let's say, l'mam d'amar, that chametz is not considered yavish b'yavish. The way we pass him. And afal pi kein, there's a svara to say that it won't be batel yavish b'yavish. In other words, who says that that svara that we said before is a correct vart? That what we said before, a vart, that there's a chilek if the chametz is going into the non-chametz, and you know, normally be batel b'shishim, but here we're saying, you know, since chametz is so chomer, so therefore we're not letting it be batel, versus a case where it's a yavish b'yavish machloikis, where the chametz is not going into the non-chametz. Mali if it's going in, mali if it's not going in. It's mixed together. So therefore, we're machmer in both cases. The chomer, because chametz is so chomer, so the same way if it's nivla, it's not going to be batel. If it's nizarim, it's not going to be batel. That chomer could carry over. Who's to say that chomer doesn't carry over to a case of yavish b'yavish? Maybe that's what they're arguing about. Does the chomer, should it carry over? The svar that's makel says that it doesn't carry over. Therefore, it is batel, and it's hard to say that it's it's loy batel, says that it does carry over. It's mishat chayim risure. That's l'chayra how we would have to learn, because we paskin l'chumra, we paskin that chametz is not considered of sheshta matirin. Therefore, if it's nesarav erev Pesach, even mimino is batel. On the other hand, we paskin the yavish b'yavish for machmir, that is loy batel. So we can't say the reason it's loy batel is because it's a davar shesh matirin, because we paskin it's not a davar shesh matirin. In erev Pesach we paskin it's not a davar shesh matirin. So our kachach, we learned like this the other way in the shach, that the reason why it's loy batel by yavish b'yavish is also mitzad chomer isurei. It's able to carry over.